AP News. For Friday, January 16th, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge ruled federal officers in the Minneapolis area immigration operation cannot detain or tear gas peaceful protesters who aren't obstructing authorities, including when those people are observing the agents. Sources tell the AP the Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Lawyers for the Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk are trying to disqualify prosecutors. Tyler Robinson's attorney, Richard Novak, is alleging a conflict of interest because the 18-year-old daughter of a deputy county attorney involved in the case was at the rally where Charlie Kirk was shot and killed.
And experienced and witnessed certain things. We didn't make this up out of whole cloth. We didn't grab onto some piece of discovery and say, a wedge, a tactic.
An affidavit presented by prosecutors says the daughter did not see the shooting but heard a loud pop. This is Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
This is ambush and another stalling tactic to delay these proceedings.
The defense also says the rush to seek the death penalty against Robinson is evidence of strong emotional reactions by prosecutors, and the entire team should be disqualified. President Trump says thanks to Iran.
Iran canceled the hanging of over 800 people. They were going to hang over 800 people yesterday, and I greatly respect the fact that they canceled that.
The sentiment seems to back away from the president's recent suggestions the U.S. might strike Iran militarily if its government triggered mass killings during widespread protests. Warming shelters for the homeless are open as Florida experiences its coldest weather this winter. This is AP News. Striking New York City nurses have resumed contract talks with one of the city's major hospital systems.
The New York State Nurses Association says its bargaining team has begun meeting with negotiators at three Mount Sinai hospitals. The union met Thursday night with administrators at New York Presbyterian, but both sides say little progress was made. Talks have not resumed with Montefiore, the third major hospital system impacted. Each hospital is negotiating with the union separately. About 15,000 nurses walked off the job Monday. The affected hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses and say their operations have been running smoothly. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump issued a series of pardons, including for the father of a large donor to his super PAC and a woman who ended up back in prison after he commuted her sentence during his first term. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.